gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a grade two Robert Adair kindergarten futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zoomin' On Home. Plus trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the kindergarten futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragas and Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Bradley Young is starting to pick it up as they come toward the top of the stretch. It is Fierceness who's moving up on the outside of Track Phantom. And there on the far outside, here comes a run from Stronghold and Resilience. And Resilience has now moved up to take the lead as Fierceness has given way. Coming by the 16th pole, and Mystic Dan is now cut through on the inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16th. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them, catching freedom. Finish fourth, a photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Larry Colmus with the call on NBC Sports yesterday, as he noted, the 150th Kentucky Derby, the first three-horse photo in the Derby since 1947, and it was indeed the long shot Mystic Dan, and that enabled trainer Kenny McPeak to become the first trainer to sweep the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks since 1952, back when Ben Jones did it with Hillgale and Royal Delight. Incidentally, both of those horses were ridden by the legendary Eddie Arcaro. As for this year's Oaks and Derby, both winners, Torpedo Anna and Mystic Dan, handled by an as-yet underrated Brian Hernandez, but it looks like that's soon going to change. A tremendous ride, a tremendous finish. A lot to talk about regarding that finish. Sierra Leone, a tough horse to ride, no doubt about it. His running style alone, he's a deep closer. That's what he's got to do, is try and find a way through traffic. And I thought Tyler Gaffalione did a great job. He had to wait a little bit, approaching the quarter pole. But there was some serious bumping with the third-place finisher, the Japanese horse. And a lot apparently is being made of that this morning on social media. Sierra Leone, a horse that does lug in, and he did so pretty badly yesterday. A heck of a finish in the Derby, a three-way photo. And I tell you what, it was befitting of the anniversary, the 150th running of the run for the Roses. Let's get up to Las Vegas and check in with my good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Sheets at the South Point. Hey, John, how you doing?
Tired, Mike, tired. But what a great day of racing. What a great race. And, you were right, Mike. I mean, at least let them claim a foul, let the stewards look at it, let the people know something's going on. I mean, there's no question about it. Forever Young may clearly have been the best horse in that race. I mean, Sierra Leone was leaning on this horse, Mike, for at least a 16th of a mile. What a terrific job by jockey Tyler Gaffalione. Really, just
I agree.
Over. I mean, he was pulling on one rein, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, he had his hands full. I was going to go with Fierceness, but I bet on Sierra Leone. Tough beat, but I mean, he ran his assets off. I do think, and I'm going to be talking with Ray Pollock top of the next hour, I do think maybe a component here was the Japanese rider aboard Forever Young. I don't know if maybe he was fully aware of the procedure where he has an opportunity to contact the outrider and claim foul. It is Derby Day. It's a marathon day. I get it. The one drone shot I saw initially, it looked like maybe Forever Young came out and initiated the contact. If he in fact did, John, then I think it's kind of what Jerry Bailey described, whereas he kind of said that the Japanese horse was giving it as good as he was getting it. If one horse initiates it, then whatever happens thereafter is kind of viewed as 50-50. I don't know. Wish I'd have had more looks at it, but any way you slice it, a thrilling finish. And a tough beat for both Sierra Leone and Forever Young.
What you say is 100% correct, Mike. I'm not even blaming the jockey. I'm blaming the stewards. Jay Privman tweeted out, and he was 100% right. Where were the stewards? This is the stewards' responsibility.
Yeah.
Yes, it falls on the jockey to also say something, but you're dealing with a guy, for all we know, he doesn't even speak a word of English.
Correct.
And, I mean, you know, he's like a fish out of water. He had no clue. It was the steward's responsibility. Somebody should have said something, but, you know, let's just forget about it. There's nothing we could do. It's over with. It was a terrific race. It was a terrific day of racing. And what I found most encouraging was the amount of interest shown in the Derby this year. For a game that's supposedly dying, Mike, they broke every record yesterday. Even here in Vegas, people were talking about the Derby. It's not like there was a flight line in the race or something like that, some superstar that people were attracted to. This was just a terrific race, and again, it's certainly good for the game. Everybody showed up, and I thought it was a great day.
It was, and, you know, I've got the San Gabriel Valley Tribune in hand, and Beth Harris with the AP, who covers racing out here in Southern California, they had her on site. I thought a great story. Obviously, she quoted Kenny McPete at length, and he talked about the owner breeders, how they paid a $10,000 stud fee. He said the first dam, ma'am, who's a Colonel John mare, that she was a solid race mare, had a lot of heart, and he said the people decided to keep her as a brood mare. They went to Golden Sense, and I think Kenny McPeak kind of arranged the whole thing. And, hey, he took a bow. He said, I'm proud of being able to get this done, but it's nice to see owner breeders getting it done in the Kentucky Derby. We haven't seen a whole lot of that in recent years. It was a great day. It really was, no question about it.
Yeah, and Fierceness was a major disappointment.
Yeah.
No excuses, Mike. He had a terrific post to break.
Perfect trip.
Style. You know, he just came up totally empty, and once again, he just does not put races together, and it's going to be interesting to see. Sierra Leone already announced that they will be passing the Preakness. And he's shipping back to Saratoga, and he'll be waiting for the Belmont.
Yeah, as expected. I mean, you're going to have a couple of fresh Bob Baffert shooters in 13 days in the Preakness, a daunting task, to put it mildly. Back to Fierceness, though, John. I was thinking, you know, he's a horse, obviously. We see it. He has a tough time maintaining consistency. You know, if he didn't already have the kind of a stellar resume that he's got, Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Florida Derby, those two great ones alone make him, as a stallion going in anyway, he's going to get a ton of very good mares. But if that wasn't the case, if he didn't have that kind of a resume, I think he's the kind of horse you'd really be thinking about making maybe a serious equipment change. I just don't know. The lack of consistency, you know the ability's there. It's got to be beyond frustrating for the likes of Todd Pletcher.
There's no question about it. On his best day, Mike, he's the best three-year-old, without a doubt. His good races are better than any races any of these horses have run or will run anyway in the near future. But it's just a thing with him. I don't know what it is. And they give him time between races. They do the right thing. I don't know if it's in their head. I don't know what it is. But he just refuses to put good efforts together.
Yeah. But, well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I would imagine they want to regroup, and they're going to be thinking down the line. I don't think the Preakness is a consideration, although I don't know that to be true, John.
But remember, Mike, all these horses, they got Mr. Baffert waiting for them. And by the way.
Baltimore Bob.
Exactly. And by the way, Muth, I believe, beat Mystic Dan the last time out that they ran by about 7 or 8 lengths. So.
Yes, indeed.
What would have been the story yesterday if Muth ran?
Well, yeah, and again,
we'll
never know is right. And John, you know, the track seemed to handle the rain. There had been some questioning going in. Well, it's not quite the same surface, the old Churchill surface that always handled a ton of rain. It seemed like it came through just fine. And the most, make no mistake about this, the most important thing of the entire week, safety, John. We had a clean week, and, man, we needed it.
It's amazing because they were sending out pictures yesterday morning from Churchill, and it looked like a quagmire, and you said, well, there's no way this track's going to dry up that quickly, and it did. And everyone knew going in that this track dries up faster than any other track. And what's even more interesting, it was the turf course, because if you remember a couple of years ago or even last year, they spent all kinds of money putting in that turf course, and it was a total disaster. I think they ran on it like maybe 2 weeks out of the whole meet, and it held up, and it was terrific yesterday. It was as safe as could be. You didn't see any big divots coming up, and that turf course took a lot of water, and so I guess in the long run, their investment paid off.
And again, back to the horrific Derby week from last year, and it carried on into the summer in upstate New York, as you know. Again, no definitive clear-cut reason, just a terrible confluence of events. As we said at Santa Anita back in 2019 and beyond, multifactorial. You're dealing with a lot of different things, and, you got to do all you can try to do to avoid it. Obviously, the protocols are helping, the veterinary protocols and so on. But it was just great to see racing shining brightly on the biggest stage.
It really was. And, they ran yesterday they were going to run anyway through the rain. They did on Friday. And other tracks may not have run. They may have canceled. And could you imagine postponing the Derby for Monday?
No.
That would have been a disaster.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's try to turn the page, if we can, unless there's anything else from Churchill that you wanted to address yesterday, John, in terms of, of performances.
Well, there are a lot of great performances. Chad Brown had a terrific day, take away the Derby. He won a bunch of races. He ran 1, 2, 3 in a bunch of races. Pratt won a race for him on the grass. I think it was the American. It was just a ride to witness. You got to go back.
The American turf.
Yeah, Pratt went through a hole that not many people would have tried to go through.
How good is he, John? How good is Flavion Pratt, really?
And I'm happy that he got to show it on one of the biggest days of the year, so everybody got to really see how talented he really is.
Amazing rider. He really is, And we got some upstarts here at this new Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Kyle Frey, he got the big money yesterday in the Grade 2 Charles Whittingham with Golden Phoenix, for Phil D'Amato. Disappointing with Stronghold. They come back a few minutes later and knock down the Grade 2 out here. Anyway, John, let's concentrate. I think you're going to the Big A. They've got an 8-race program day after the Derby today. First Post, 105 Eastern. What do you want to do for radio?
Let's look at the 8th race today at Belmont, 8th and final. And I like the number 1A. It's an entry of Clem LeBlanc and Mr. Phil. Clem LeBlanc scratched, so Mr. Phil remains for David Jacobson. The horse is listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Second start since joining the Jacobson barn. He's been deadly at this meet when he scratches the half of the entry and leaves the other half in. Well, that's the case here. I like number 1A, Mr. Phil, to win today's eighth and final out at Aqueduct.
Okay, and the eighth and final at Aqueduct set to go at 4:42 Eastern. Also want to mention, courtesy of John White, the Derby winner yesterday, Mystic Dan, got a 100 buyer. With the Derby and all the hoopla in the books, what's up at JONHARDOON.com?
Well, today's closing day at Oaklawn, so we'll have Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita selections today, Mike.
John, we've got a 10-race card today. We get underway at 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Can't wait to get you back here at the back end of Hour 2 and take a look at this Santa Anita card. Main event, down the hillside turf, the Grade 3 Senorita, this one for three-year-old fillies. Hey, John, get a little bit of rest, and we'll talk to you in a few.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
10-4. Let's get to Santa Anita right now and say hello to Michelle Yu on behalf of XBTV and so much more. Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
I've got two numbers to run by you.
Okay.
12:30 p.m. Pacific and 6:50 p.m. Pacific. 12:30 was first post yesterday. 6:50 was the post time for the 11th and final, the very definition of a marathon day, and you lived it.
It was a very, very long day, I will say that.
No question about it. But great job, Michelle. Really enjoyed you guys as best I could, kind of surfing channels and everything else. And I know it's a little bit easier when you stay home. In years past, you've been at Churchill, but you didn't have to go through that three-hour time deficit and everything else. But still, you guys were plenty, plenty busy.
Yes, we had a lot going on, so thank you for that. And it was not too bad to be staying home. It looked quite busy. Over at Churchill Downs, I'll tell you that.
No doubt about it. Record-setting day. And before I get along any further, wanted to say, hey, congratulations to your husband, Ryan Hansen. He got the first two-year-old race of the meet, the fifth race on Friday with a horse named Broadway Venus. And you got a $13 mutual and one easy, gate to wire by 2 1/4 lengths going 4 1/2. Hopefully you were there with a little bit of a wager, Michelle.
I was there. It's funny. We generally don't win races when I'm in town. That's when I go out of town.
Right.
So I was just sitting there covering my eyes, pretending I wasn't in the building. So I couldn't open up and be excited until after.
Right. Well, when you close your eyes, you're a lot easier on the jockeys, Michelle. You can be a little tough.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Your take on the Derby yesterday and the bumping that, I don't know if you heard John and I talking about it, but obviously, you know, Sierra Leone, he's a very tough horse to ride. I thought Tyler Gaffalione did a great job. He was lugging in. There was bumping there with, the Japanese horse, certainly in the last eighth of a mile. No inquiry. Just your thoughts on the race, the winner, and everything else.
No, I thought the race kind of shaped up pretty close to expected. I mean, there were a couple of horses in some different places. Like, Jeff Gill was a lot closer than I thought he was going to be. I was a Fade Fierceness person the entire time, so come top of the stretch, I knew that was going to come to fruition. And I didn't use Mystic Dan, even though I liked Just Steel. I guess I should have re-handicapped that for sure, but he got the most beautiful trip, and, you know, you can't take anything away from him. I know Kenny had him ready to go. As far as Sierra Leone and Forever Young, well, everyone saw it. I mean, I'm not a steward, but
yeah.
There was definitely a lot of contact made. But I do feel like Forever Young was pushing back as well.
That's what Jerry Bailey said as well. Here's what I thought, but I don't have a concrete opinion because I only saw it once. The drone shot, it looked to me like perhaps Forever Young drifted out, initiated the contact. I don't know that to be true, but I thought he might have. And if so...
Okay, so that's what I thought right away, right, is that Forever Young came out, initiated the contact, and then Sierra Leone, being Sierra Leone, had to, like, keep pushing.
Yeah.
But when I watched back the head-on, what it looked like was Forever Young was angling out to, like, you know, make it a clearer path. And when he did that, Sierra Leone, Tyler kind of, like, swung him out. So while they, like, moved, no physical contact was actually made.
Oh, really?
And then it was like when Tyler wasn't holding Sierra Leone out anymore, that's when he, like, kind of let him go and he, you know, fell in and bumped into the hindquarters for sure of Forever Young. And then from there, it was just a slugfest. But I saw the same thing as you live. I was like, oh, okay, that was, he started that.
Yeah.
Going back, I could certainly see where they didn't actually make contact, even though you could see them moving simultaneously.
That's interesting. And the other component to it is the language barrier, perhaps, that the Japanese writer, you know, maybe he really wasn't aware of the procedure, what's involved, you know, hollering out to the outrider. There's a lot going on. Anyway, Michelle, it's turf history, as good friends of mine have said over the years. Let's take a look at yesterday at Santa Anita and Kyle Frey. Boy, you talk about the ultimate feel-good story. 2011 Eclipse Award champion jock had some personal issues. I knew his first agent, Mark North, really nice guy. They had a good run together. Mark, unfortunately, succumbed to some fatal health issues. But Jack Carrava's got Kyle now. He took some time off during Del Mar, got his head right. He readily ascribes, you know, his renewed faith to the man above is kind of guiding him now. And, hey, it's working for him. Really off to a good start. 8 wins now here at this very young Hollywood meet.
Yeah, he's been doing really good. And, you know, it's always nice for a lot of these riders when it's Keeneland and then it's Derby, because a lot of the, you know, guys that you'd call every day race in, race out are out of town. And that gives someone like Kyle with the ability and maybe just not the most, you know, popular name, we'll say, like, right, you know, he's not leading the charts or anything, opportunity to show, hey, look, I can ride these horses too. I thought the ride he put on Gold Phoenix yesterday was so good.
Tremendous.
So good. So we get really fortunate when our jockey colony gets just a little bit smaller during these bigger times to really be able to see some of the talents that the other guys can showcase, given the opportunity with some of these big horses, you know, Pratt and Vittori would be taking all the time.
Michelle, our time is short, but I want to give a tip of the cap to another, let's say, you know, second-tier jock, works very hard, and that is Diego Herrera. I thought he looked sensational yesterday on a horse for Tim Yachtin, winning the 8th race. Now, the horse won off by 3¾ lengths, but he's won some tough photos as well. This is a jock really coming to the fore and dedicated, you know, he's a kid. All he needs is live mounts. He needs the opportunities, and just wish him and guys of that ilk all the best. Drayton Van Dyke had a winner yesterday. Tyler Bayes seems to be getting it together. Hector Berrios had a triple yesterday. Anyway, good on all of them, Michelle.
Yeah, I agree. Good on all of them. Diego's always been the hardest worker. I mean, when he was 17 years old, he was working in the morning, he was riding races here, and then he'd rush down to Los Alamitos and he'd be riding races there. So if you're looking for someone with good work ethic, you can hardly look farther.
Well, I'm looking for some money. Can we make some today?
I like a horse in race 5 for D'Amato. Halfway line, he's first time running a mile on the turf in an allowance race, and he's just been the picture of consistency. And if I have to knock him a little bit, it's because the majority of his races have come over soft ground. But D'Amato's team is no dummies, right? They're not picking up a horse that needs soft ground and being like, let's send him to California.
Yeah.
I really like him in this spot debuting. He's come off the bench and won before for other conditioners. D'Amato is so savvy from that angle. And plus, Mike, if you're local, you'll know we got a little bit of rain last night. So maybe if the soft turf thing is a situation, the racing gods were looking out for him.
Halfway line, 5-2 on John White's morning line, makes his U.S. debut with Antonio Fresu, who is a guy that Phil is using a whole lot of these days. That's going to be Michelle's best bet on the 10-race card today. Race 5, post time 3:04. And, Michelle, thank you so, so much for making time for us. I know how busy you are. You had a banquet for your kids last night, of all things, on Kentucky Derby Day. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, but you just get through it.
You cowboy up, right?
Exactly.
Hey, listen, looking forward to seeing you on the satellite signal today up at Santa Anita. Thanks so much, Michelle. You.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside just for a couple of minutes. Coming back strong with John Lindo on his way back from the South Point up there in Las Vegas. They had a huge day, a record-breaking day at the South Point, I'm told. Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos next in this segment. And we'll finish up Hour 1 with Millie Ball and Toby Terrell, as noted. Ray Pollack from the Pollack Report going to be joining us top of the next hour. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for live racing that features the $100,000 Senorita Stakes. This is a Grade 3 event that will be contested down the Hillside Turf Course. Next Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runners restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of racing, accompanied by delicious food as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will be jumping as well with our family fun zone, featuring pony rides, carnival rides, inflatable bounce houses, and so much more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online. Just go and visit santaanita.com/events for all the details. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a special place for mom, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, in case you missed it, and you probably did, everything pretty much overshadowed on Kentucky Derby Day. Top Stallion Clubhouse ride with yet another Southern California winner yesterday. Santa Anita's sixth race, six-year-old mare, Dancing Dana, got the money for Craig Lewis and jockey Armando Ayuso. You got a $6.40 win mutual. That's Dancing Dana by Clubhouse Ride. Listen, folks, give Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch an opportunity to let them take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Call farm manager Terry Knight. Do it today. It's not too late. 510-928-4989. Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California. Where stands Clubhouse Ride, sire of 21 winners at Santa Anita's recently concluded Classic Meet, and they also stand the impeccably bred and precocious Straight Fire. That's Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, not too far from Sacramento. Let's, I believe we're going to get somewhere up on Interstate 15 right now and try and check in with John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. Where are you?
Morning, Michael. Just got through Barstow on the way back home. Looking forward to it. Had a great weekend. Obviously, a lot going on, but that was a fun day yesterday.
It sure was. You know, I used to work at Del Mar many years ago with a San Diego broadcast legend named Ernie Myers. And in referencing a horse that maybe didn't have a Calumet pedigree, he would say, well, here's so-and-so by trailer out of Barstow. And right now, I'm out of weight.
Well, I tell you what, you go through here, there's nothing like the sun coming up over the desert, leaving Las Vegas, and get back in time to catch the races today at Santa Anita when I get back home. So looking forward to that. And then it's Crash and Burn Sunday night.
All right, John, thanks for filling for me there. Thanks to Jake Rich here. I don't know what the hell's going on. Everything's fine. All of a sudden, I lost it.
It happens, Michael.
Yeah. I know things were rocking at South Point. I got a really nice text from Steve Johnson, heads up the race book there. And he said, please say thank you on the radio to everybody that's listening to Thoroughbred LA, because we had a whole bunch of them up here this weekend. Can't thank them enough for keeping us in mind here at the South Point. He said they had a record-breaking Derby Day.
Well, I know yesterday, I mean, for Friday, for Oaks Day, they beat their record handle for Oaks Day by 28%. And yesterday, they were already beating their record handle for a Kentucky Derby Day before the Derby was run. So the people came, you know, that ballroom up there seats 1,000 people. The seats were full. And
really?
they were firing away. It makes you feel nice to see the, and you feel good to see the enthusiasm. You think, well, you know, we're the race fans. Well, they were out there. You put on a product and
yeah.
You put on a good show and you make it affordable for them to come out, and they'll come out and enjoy it. So it was great.
And I hate to kind of maybe sound sour. Maybe I am a little bit, but we don't have to be reimagining everything. I'm so tired of that word. We'll reimagine this, reimagine. No, you need field size. You need value. And this game is still incredibly popular.
Well, it is. And, you know, I think we see some of the crossover, too, especially in a place like Las Vegas. With all the sports betting going around the country, you know, one of the people that on the South Point studio website, studio shows, who does a sports betting show, you know, we handed her a racing form, and she says, you know, I couldn't read this before, but now that I work on the odds and everything on the college basketball,
right.
This stuff makes sense to me. So there, I think there is a possibility to get some of that crossover with the exposure to sports betting.
We need it, John, because right now we're running a pretty bad second, you know.
Well, you know, we're trying, but all we can do is try our best. And
you
got to thank the people like the South Point who will put on these things and try and let us help teach the people so they can learn how to play the races on a daily basis.
John, your take on the Derby and the stretch run. I know you had dinner last night with Jay Pribman, Bob Ike, John Hardoon, but your thoughts on the stretch run, and obviously there was a lot of contact there. The two horses to the outside, you know, Forever Young in between Mystic Dan and Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone on the outside, tough horse to ride. He was lugging in real big time with Tyler Gaffalione. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, one of the real stars in the show was Brian Hernandez cut through and getting through on that rail. I mean, that was fantastic. Given the margin of victory, he made the difference. As far as Sierra Leone and you know, the horse from Japan, you look at those two, Forever Young, the other horse. I mean, it was a typical Derby day, let them play kind of thing. But in this day and age, you know, whether they would have made a change or not, it doesn't matter. I think at the very least, the Stewart should at least post a sign and take a look. Let the fans know, hey, we saw it too. We just want to take a look to see if there should be a change. When they don't do that, it's like, you know, they think nothing happened. And I think that's what irritates some of the players.
Yeah, interesting. All right, by the way, I don't know if you heard, but Mystic Dan, I got a text from John White, our morning line maker, got a 100 buyer in winning the Derby. That's not his best buyer. He got a 101 two races back when he won the Southwest there at Oaklawn Park. Happy for the connections. I really am, John.
I am too. You know, you're a Kentuckian there, and Pete wins the Oaks and the Derby. So
yeah.
You know what that means to a guy like that. And again, we got to see Brian Hernandez get some exposure on the you know, major league racing. And he's just a good, solid rider, has been for a long time. As a horse player, I like betting on him, so I'm glad to see a guy like that have some success there.
John, before we get your top selection for radio, I thought a good betting card again today at Santa Anita. Hats off to Jason Egan and his team in the racing. Obviously, it hasn't been easy. And good news at Del Mar, that's going to be here before we know it in mid-July. The Ship and Win program is back, so real tangible encouragement to get horses here to California, and along with our California bred incentive program, hopefully we can get this thing together, get some help with the purses, and get moving on and be back in front as we should be.
Well, as part of that Chip and Win program, Mike, you know, if you get here early, you're allowed to make one to two starts in May and June at Santa Anita and still be eligible for the Chip and Win at Del Mar. You'll get a $4,000 check for your travel stipend, and then you'll pick up 40% in purse bonus money, not just for the first start you make, but every start at Del Mar. So, and even if the horse gets claimed from you in a claiming race, the stipend, the bonus will go to the owner that brought the horse to California. So it's a great way to bring some horses in. It's worked before. We saw what it did last summer. Glad that program is back, and we'll hit that, and I'm going to try and get David Jerkins on Thoroughbred LA, hopefully next Saturday, to talk about
that. Right. I mean, so, so important, trying to hold things together and actually trying to attract, you know, some new blood here to California. You know, and obviously we're facing some very, very trying circumstances. We've got to try and get some additional money coming in. You know, Kentucky has the historical racing machines. That's going to be a real long shot here, but we've got to get some help beyond the parimutuel handle for the purses.
Well, like you say, field size drives handle. So let's get some horses out here, put them in play, get them in the circulation, increase the field size, and make it a better product for everybody.
And then, John, I heard you double back yesterday with the Chosen Vron, the reigning California bred of the weeks, months, years.
Every time he runs, and you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unbelievable. I think he's won 13 of his last 14 all-stakes races. And what a neat horse. He's, again, the kind of horse that, like, when I was a young guy that I grew up, I'd go to the racetrack to watch horses like this, and that's how I became a fan. And a masterful training job by Eric Kroljak. Don't let people fool you. This guy knows what he's doing. He lets the horse tell him when to go, and obviously he's listening, and they're doing a pretty good job.
Next stop for the Chosen Vron going to be against Calbreds in the Thor's Echo sprinting on May 25th, and then he'll be back, knock wood, to defend his title in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby there at Del Mar. I know you got to get going there in Barstow, so who do you like here for radio today?
Well, I'm going to take on Michelle in the fifth race today at Santa Anita. I like number 7, Mystification. never got a breather setting a fast pace last time, and he hung tough. He just got run down near the wire. The race was faster out. There's less pace in this race today. I think he can dictate the proceedings. Hector Berrios coming off a 3-1 day. 4-1 on the morning line is a very fair price. Number 7, Mystification, wire to wire, race 5, Santa Anita.
Safe travels, John. And if my voice wasn't strong enough, what Ernie Myers used to say when there was a nondescript pedigree was, buy trailer out of Barstow. So. Along with Bill Gar, plenty of corn on hand there. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It still makes us laugh.
Thanks so much, John.
Good luck today.
Appreciate it. And let's get down Catello, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How are you? 9 races tonight. You get underway at 6:25. I got my all-time latest text from you last night, 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank God it did not wake me up.
I am so sorry for that, Mike. I think I forgot to hit send, but glad that you got the information as well, especially the fact that we are going to have a nice carryover in the Pick 6 going into tonight's program, $11,400. That means we'll get a total pool of about $80,000 to $90,000 in the Pick 6 tonight. Again, 6:25 p.m. first post, and the Pick 6 getting underway in race number 4.
And you've got some nice fillies later in the card in the $60,000 Miss Princess Stakes.
Tremendous. It's going to be two of our best mares facing off. Number 6, Patty Saint, going against number 2, A.J. Bourne, running. And Patty Saint, man, what a mare she is. She's won everywhere she's gone. She is the queen of the Intermountain region. She's won stakes races at the Oneida Fair, Pocatello Downs, Wyoming Downs, Sweetwater Downs, but she's come twice here to Los Alamitos and knocked down Grade 1 stakes races, most recently the Charger Bar Handicap on January 7th. She is just such a fast runner, just a winner, won 18 out of her 26 career starts, and she'll be taking on a mare, A.J. Bourne, running a little bit different. This mare has spent her time running in Grade 1 races here on Los Alamitos, the Los Al 2 Million, the Golden State Million. She's won back-to-back races, stakes races, finally winning stakes races now at Los Alamitos, coming off of a nice victory in the Virginia Highland. Let's see if she can finally defeat Patty Saint. She chased her in the Charger Bar. So looking forward to a tremendous duel between A.J. Bourne running and Patty Saint in race number 9, the Miss Princess.
And post time for that, 9:41 Pacific. How about a best bet for radio there at Los Alamitos, Orlando?
Well, the two-year-olds are in full swing here at Los Al. We had five really fun races for juveniles last night. Some really standouts came through. Let's go with race number 7. Keep that spotlight on the juveniles. And I'm going to go with the number 1, Beachwalk. 4-1 on the morning line. Juan Alemán is the trainer here with a young rider, Martin Arriaga, on Beachwalk. I really like the fact that this filly showed a very, very professional way of going in her most recent workout on April the 12th. Finished willingly, didn't really push her at all. And I think she has the quickness to get the job done. It's a short race, 220 yards. Let's go with the 1, Beachwalk, at 4-1, Mike.
Race 7, 6 of them. They're all first-time starters, 3 fillies, 3 colts. Post time for race 7 tonight at Los Alamitos at 8:53. And a quick comment on the Kindergarten Futurity coming up next weekend, I believe, correct?
Yeah, next weekend. The horse to beat there, it looks like it's going to be My Bud. Won the last trial there of the night, really solid runner. But the fastest qualifier, Fear and Fridays, Monte Arroyo is going to be looking for, I believe, his 4th straight victory in the kindergarten. Jaime Gomez got a couple of them in there, and he's the king of the kindergarten, has won this race 8 times before. Dutch Masters has one of those for Jaime Gomez. So it's going to be a fun race, 300 yards next Sunday night. Make your plans to be there. And, Mike, I just got to say, attendance at Los Alamitos for the Kentucky Derby simulcast was up 10%.
Wow.
And a lot of your listeners were there, so thank everyone that made Los Alamitos their place to enjoy a great day of racing, the Kentucky Derby Day.
Great news. Get some sleep. You'll need it for tonight, Orlando. Take care, my man.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Right, real quick, like before we break, on my way home from the Derby Room Thursday night out at Fairplex Park, I made a quick pit stop at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I told a few people about it out there. They said, Doug owns a pizza place? I said, yeah. Him and his son, Daniel. It's at the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, next to Stater Brothers, right behind In-N-Out Burger. Easy to find, easy in, easy out. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. And folks, get in there. You'll be glad you did. They've got Italian cheesy bread, hot and ready Caesar wings, and so much more. That's at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars in Laverne. We'll take a quick time out. Coming back strong right here on Thoroughbred LA with Millie Ball from XBTV, Toby Terrell of Winner's Card, Ray Pollock with the Pollock Report. Top of the next hour, this is Thoroughbred LA.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for live racing that features the $100,000 Senorita Stakes. This is a Grade 3 event that will be contested down the Hillside Turf Course. Next Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the Chandelier Room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runners restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of racing, accompanied by delicious food as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will be jumping as well with our Family Fun Zone, featuring pony rides, carnival rides, inflatable bounce houses, and so much more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online. Just go and visit santaanita.com/events for all the details. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a special place for mom, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zooming On Home. Plus, trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Trying to reach Millie Ball up at Santa Anita. I can tell you this. She likes a real classy mare on the comeback trail. 15 days shy of a year on the bench. For number seven, Big Summer in race nine. A stakes winner down the hillside turf, which is where she finds herself today. And she's graded stakes placed down the hill as well. Big Summer had been ridden regularly by Joe Bravo, going to be handled today for the first time by Umberto Rispoli for trainer Carla Gaines. Ninth race, number seven, Big Summer on the comeback trail, 3-1 on the morning line. That'll be Millie Ball's best bet. Let's go to Toby Terrell now of Winner's Card and get his thoughts on what's going on. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike.
As far as the card yesterday, I see we handled $2.5 million on track at Santa Anita, overall north of $16 million. What about the card? How was business for you yesterday?
Well, tremendous, actually. Huge day here on the home front. Impressive numbers. I love to accentuate the life and racing and how incredible things still could be. A half a billion dollars, that's with a B, was put through the windows in 5 days back there at Churchill. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so much to build on still, and hopefully we're still a work in progress.
100%. 100%, Toby. It's a great game. You know, we just need to – we need the numbers. We need the, you know, depth, and we need to be able to play it the way it was intended. I guess that's one way of putting it. All right, Toby, who do you like for radio today, you know, with the stopwatch in your hand?
Well, my Kentucky Derby was won by our pal Millie there, and, of course, her husband Timmy Acteen yesterday with a gigantic 7-1 winner. I'm going to come right back to the same connections in race number three with the two-horse All That Glory. He is literally training up a storm still, and I believe he'll leave this field wire to wire. That's the game plan anyway.
Okay, number two, All That Glory in race three. And I mentioned earlier a nice win for Tim Yachtin. And I, again, Diego Herrera continues to impress. If you like that horse, and I guess you did, Toby, you got 7.5-1, a $17.20 win mutual. They're in race eight yesterday. Where's the loot? Nice job, Toby, really.
Well, yeah, I'm still kind of quib. I still am actually The adrenaline's still flowing. I just can't believe the price.
Right, and I should also note Gold Phoenix. Great job by Kyle Frey for Phil D'Amato yesterday. Got a 98 buyer in knocking down the Grade 2 Charles Whittingham at a mile and a quarter on turf. That buyer number courtesy of John White. So congratulations to Kyle. And although Phil, you know, I know a huge disappointment. They had high hopes for Stronghold to take a step forward yesterday. He ended up seventh. It wasn't to be, but they came back about a half hour later, and they got a Grade 2 here at Santa Anita. Not too bad. Toby, thank you so much. All the best to you. Folks, we're going to step aside quickly. Coming back with Ray Pollock, heads up the Pollock Report. Andy Harrington also going to be joining us in the first half hour. Top jockey agent Jack Carava also in hour two. He handles the business of the aforementioned leading rider right now, Kyle Frey, along with Giovanni Franco. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for live racing that features the $100,000 Senorita Stakes. This is a Grade 3 event that will be contested down the hillside turf course. Next Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runners restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of racing, accompanied by delicious food as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will be jumping as well with our family fun zone, featuring pony rides, carnival rides, inflatable bounce houses, and so much more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online. Just go and visit santaanita.com/events for all the details. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a special place for mom, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zooming On Home. Plus trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. Oh, how I lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Victor Young is starting to pick it up as they come toward the top of the stretch. It is Fierceness. He's moving up on the outside of Track Phantom. And there on the far outside, here comes a run from Stronghold and Resilience. And Resilience has now moved up to take the lead as Fierceness has given way, coming by the 16th pole. And Mystic Dan is now come through on the inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16th. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them, catching freedom. Finish fourth, a photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Larry Colmus with the call of yesterday's Derby on NBC Sports. Let's get back to the bluegrass and say hello to Ray Pollock on behalf of the Pollock Report, the number one news aggregator in the racing industry. Hey, Ray, good morning. Thanks for making time for us.
You bet, Mike. Good morning.
You heard the stretch call there, the first three-horse photo apparently in Derby history since 1947. Hats off to Kenny McPeak, a guy that you deal with quite a bit back there. He becomes the first trainer to sweep the Oaks Derby double since the legendary Ben Jones back in 1952 when he and Eddie Arcaro teamed up with Hill Gale and Real Delight in the Derby and Oaks. Anyway, all in all, just a tremendous day. First of all, tell us about the numbers, wagering and everything else. We had Toby Terrell on just a few minutes ago, and he said that a half a billion, that's billion, was wagered Derby week there at Churchill. Do you have any update for us on the stats?
Yeah, well, good. Toby, just shy of a half a billion for the week. $446.6 million was wagered on Churchill Downs races. On Derby Day itself, $320.5 million. That's up by 11% from last year. Attendance, 156,710, not a record. That goes back to 2015 when they had over 170,000. But, you know, Churchill Downs has done a thing. So has the Breeders' Cup. They've decided they care less about the general admission people and more about those people that are spending $1,000, $2,000, whatever, for a spot at a dining room or something else. So the infield was not what it used to be when I first moved to Kentucky 30-some years ago, which was a kind of a scene of debauchery.
Exactly.
A lot of fun. Now it's too elegant out there. You know, you need to have some sort of debauchery at the Derby, and unfortunately, they've kind of made it too civil.
I was there one time in 2004, and to say there was some aberrant behavior would be to put it mildly. But anyway, all in all, just a tremendous day, a week of racing. And, Ray, I know you agree because you guys concentrate on this heavily at the Pollock Report. It was a safe week, and there is no bigger priority.
Yeah, it was, when you think about what happened last year when you had on the undercard two horses that were euthanized, the week was terrible, the week after was terrible. They've taken a lot of steps since then. We now have the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority rules in place, which I think have played a big hand. They put these monitors on horses for the Derby. Not that that made a difference, but everybody is thinking safety now, whereas before everybody was thinking, how fast can I get this horse to go and how long can I get him to run? And it's really important, in the wake of the New York Times documentary that not that many people probably saw, but people in the industry were bothered by it. It was on Hulu and FX.
Yeah.
Safety is number one. And I'm really happy to see that we got through the week. I'm even happier to see that most people are taking it seriously.
That's some of the good stuff. I guess it wouldn't be a big day in racing without some sort of a technological issue these days. Understand there was big trouble at ExpressBet, Ray?
Yeah, they actually put something out on Twitter saying that they were down and put out another tweet a while later saying they're working on it. Hmm. You know, I see a lot of frustration and anger from horse players who there was a live money tournament that I think might have been affected by it. Certainly there was some lost handle because you can't have a major betting app crash for that long. We don't know exactly when it was fixed. The people at First or ExpressBet had scrubbed the Twitter account, so there's no references to it today. But, you know, not good. But it's something that happens on big days in horse racing, and it shouldn't. Everybody knows that it's the biggest day of the year.
Yeah.
There's no other day that handles nearly as much. And it's my understanding from someone that, and this isn't confirmed with ExpressBet, but they actually they put in a new interface that debuted yesterday, which is,
oh my,
if true, probably not the smartest thing in the world to do.
Not on a mega day like that, yeah, if true. Let's get back to Kenny McPeak. This is a guy, you know, he won the 2020 Preakness with a brilliant filly by the name of Swiss Skydiver. We saw her out here at Santa Anita. She won the Santa Anita Oaks and came back to win the Beholder Mile. And there had been some speculation yesterday to the effect that he might be considering running her in the Preakness along with Mystic Dan. But any news in that regard you can pass along?
Yeah, he's pretty much said that the filly will not go. In fact, he mentioned he left a few oats in her bucket Friday night. You know, she ran a big race. She's a little tired. He's not going to rush back. And even today, he's sort of hedging his bets on whether or not to go to the Preakness. You know, there is a horse going to the Preakness that beat Mystic Dan by over six lengths in his last race. Instead of being in the starting gate at Churchill Downs yesterday, he was out at Santa Anita breezing six furlongs at about 111-1 or something like that.
So, yeah.
Moose will be formidable. Tom Ryan tweeted that Imagination is going to be going too. So, if anything, Churchill Downs has maybe helped the Preakness by banning Bob Baffert from the Derby.
What a shame the likes of Muth didn't get his chance, you know. But that's the way it is for the moment. Don't want to really go there this morning, but it's just really, really unfortunate. I said it after the San Vicente. I was trackside watching Muth take the San Vicente, and the way he did it, it just took your breath away. He's a really, really good colt, and you know, to be denied that opportunity, it's beyond a shame. But we'll see him in 13 days, knock wood, in the Preakness. Looking forward to that. Ray, as far as traffic at the website, can you give us any update as to maybe how this Derby stacked up with some in years past?
I can tell you that it wasn't anything at all like the year that Medina Spirit was disqualified for interference.
Well, yeah.
That was for our website. I haven't looked at the traffic from yesterday.
Not for interference. You're talking about Maximum Security?
I'm sorry, Maximum Security.
Yeah.
Maximum Security. When that happened in 2019, our web traffic just exploded beyond anything it had ever seen before. And since then, we've had some huge days, too. But, you know, this Derby restored some semblance of what the Derby used to be about. I mean, the winner is a homebred. They raced the mare, a Colonel John filly named Ma'am, who, by the way, broke her maiden with Corey Nakatani aboard at Oaklawn Park in a 50,000 maiden claiming race. So they, you know, the owners and breeders.
Unreal.
Yeah, and the second dam, by the way, Don O'Neill had it, broke her maiden at Hollywood Park years ago as a two-year-old. So some California connections there. But, you know, this is sort of an old-fashioned Derby story. You know, small-time owners, they're from Arkansas. He's a farmer. He raises one of the guys that heads the partnership, raises soybeans and corn and cotton down in Arkansas. His father used to take him to Oaklawn. Just a good story. And, you know, racing has become so corporate. It's really nice to see one of these little guys win it. And you know, you referred to Ben Jones as legendary. I'm sure Kenny McPeak would love for you to refer to him now as legendary, too.
Yeah, right. And also, you know, noted this in the first hour, Golden Sense, the sire of the Derby winner, he commanded a $10,000 stud fee. So, you know, people look at this and go, wow, maybe, there's a shot that somebody like us, like me, could actually get there with a horse who's got a chance. And Kenny McPeak said after the race he was, you know, really, really happy that the people decided to hang on to this race mare. She was not a grade one winner the first dam, but a real hard trier, as he described her. And boy, they got they struck lightning in a bottle here with the pairing with Golden Sense. And I know Doug O'Neill was happy about that, because All he did with Golden Sense was win two consecutive Breeders' Cup miles.
Yeah, that's right. Golden Sense is a good racehorse, a miler by Intermischief.
Yeah.
You know, I think Pedigree may be a little overrated sometimes at looking at a mile and a quarter. I mean, if you look at the different trips in this race, Brian Hernandez, what he did with Rippy Dan was magical. He cut that corner, went through just the narrowest of openings, opened up on the field, and just had enough to hold off forever young in Sierra Leone. And that's another story between those two. But what a ride by Brian Hernandez.
Well, I want to get into that with you because you told me earlier this morning that social media is pretty active. People talking about that stretch run, the fact there was no claim of foul, there was no inquiry, there was a lot of contact, and I can't make it a judgment on it, but there was a lot of contact between the second and third place finishers, you know, Sierra Leone and Forever Young, the Japanese horse.
Yeah, the stewards swallowed their whistle. You know, there's absolutely no doubt about it. It was inexcusable. There should have been an inquiry in that. I'm not saying the horse should have come down. Looking at the head-on a few times, I would say that Sierra Leone came in about four paths from the top of the stretch to the finish. There was bumping, and then approaching the wire, what was really bizarre was Tyler Gaffalione has got his crop in his left hand, and it's actually striking the right shoulder of the Japanese horse, Forever Young. And for a moment, his left arm is straight out. Into the horse, and you don't know if maybe he got the whip tangled up or something, or if he was actually trying to, you know, replicate the fighting finish with Broker's Tip way back.
Oh, my gosh. Was that black gold in Broker's Tip or no?
I don't think it was black gold, but no. It was Broker's Tip.
Yeah.
I wasn't around then, Mike.
No, me neither, yeah. I heard about it, yeah. So, well, anyway, I think major big-time reasons for encouragement at the way business went, and certainly the way the races were run. We had a clean week there at Churchill Downs, and the game sure needed it, Ray. I know you're a big part of it there with the Pollock Report. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Ray. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Mike. Have a good
one. Likewise. Let's get up to Santa Anita and check in with Andy Harrington, private clocker on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning. How you doing?
Fantastic. I don't need this, huh?
Yeah. Before we talk Derby, anything like that, what about the way Muth got across the main track yesterday for Mr. Baffert as he's getting ready to head to the Preakness in 13 days?
Yeah, they got to be super happy. He looks fresh, and his drill yesterday was a replication. He's pretty much a workmanlike a worker in the morning. He does exactly as much as he needs to do and no more. Yesterday was a little bit better than average. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I rate it as a plus-plus. So they're going to go with a very fit and obviously a fresh horse against the Derby trio. I haven't heard who's going out of the Derby, but there's going to be some new shitters. I know that Mr. Baffert was thinking of sending Imagination there. And Dwayne Lucas, the Pat Day winner, sees the gray is going to go. So you can have some new shooters in there. It'll be kind of an interesting mix.
Apparently Chad Brown said that Sierra Leone will not go. I'm glad you mentioned Wayne Lucas. Wow. The guy just marches on. What is he, 88 now? You know? Amazing. Absolutely amazing guy.
Yeah. No. He just shows up every day for work. It's, he's got that old school work ethic.
He sure does, to put it mildly. By the way, I'm going to transition here to an automotive mention, if you don't mind, Andy. You know, Wayne in his early days, even when he was struggling, when he first came to Los Alamitos, always had himself a new Cadillac. That in those days was courtesy of Bob Spreen. I mean, Wayne paid for it. But Wayne's idea was you got to project an image. Folks, there's something to take away from that. Get over to David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Say hello to Bob Householder, and he'll show you what I'm talking about. Special low-interest Toyota financing now on most all makes and models. Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma and Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. The same deals can be found at South Bay Toyota. And if you're looking for a Ford, the ever-popular F-150 truck, get over to David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, the Wilson Automotive Group, great supporters of racing and of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. How'd I do, Andy?
That's great. You are so true about Dwayne Lucas trying to emanate his success. I remember his, he would put the other trainers to shame with his suits of the 80s and 90s out here.
Oh, yeah.
He custom made, custom fit. It was like, you'd see him from a million miles.
Designer shades.
Absolutely.
And these days, he's kind of morphed into the coach. He's kind of the stately gentleman. He's got the cowboy hat on and everything. I'll tell you what, he's still there early. I can remember I worked for Martin Pedroza for a couple of weeks, circa 1987, and a horse had been transferred for Noble's three-width that Martin was riding over to D-Wayne. Horse by the name of Joey the Trip. He was a cowbred. And, hey, I want you to check with Wayne. So I went out there, 2:45. Here's Wayne at his desk. And I'm talking A.M. He's there. I asked him, I said, well, no, I think we've gone in an entirely different direction. He had a guy named Pinkai in the condition book. So thanks, Wayne. Back to the bunkhouse. But anyway, we digress. Andy, can we make some money somewhere on this 10-race card today?
Yeah, take a shot here today. In the third race, there's a horse on the rail here that lay at 30-1. I've been waiting for this horse to get to grass. It moves like a grass horse. It travels like a grass horse. It looks like a grass horse. Hopefully, that will transfer to a much improved effort in here. To take the blinkers off, it showed speed and tired last time. I'm going to give it one more shot. And at 30-1, I think I can roll the dice in this horse. The Ryan Hansen horse in there, number one, In Suspense, at 30-1 in the morning line with Jerry Laprida up.
Yeah,
he's a pretty darn good rider.
He is.
I mean, been very impressed by him.
Yeah.
So I don't find it a big negative. I love Hector Berrios, but Jeremy's an awfully good rider and getting better too.
You know, speaking of the jockeys we mentioned in hour one, it's nice to see at the new meet, boy, some of the second tier guys off to great starts. Hector Berrios with a triple yesterday. He's second now to 8. Kyle Frey on top with 9. And, 8 days in the books, we got a ways to go, but these guys are showing they can get it done. You mentioned Ryan Hansen had a nice winner on Friday, as you know, the first two-year-old race of the meet. Mentioned this with Michelle Yu earlier, the race five on Friday, a maiden by the name of Broadway Venus that paid $13. So want to wish you all the best today with Ryan Hansen coming right back at 30-1. In race three, number one, In Suspension. Tell us what's up at nationalturf.com.
Just go to nationalturf.com. I've got a workout report, basically a scouting report, of all the horses on a particular card. So you just go on and you can see letter grades, good, bad, and indifferent, mm-hmm. and hopefully give you a little more information to take, hopefully in a positive way, to the windows.
Right. And speaking of positive, what about the ride Kyle Frey put up on Gold Phoenix yesterday in the Charlie Whittingham?
I'm so glad guys like Kyle Frey, who are out here at 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning working horses, get some big shots on those kind of horses. He's as good as you can get, and as far as like giving you 100% max effort on every horse, he comes out and he puts the work in. I'm just really glad a guy like that gets the shot at these big races.
Well, he came through yesterday at almost 6-1. Gold Phoenix paid $13.80, and Kyle, after the race, in a story by Kevin Modesty, he talked about the post parade and how he kind of got the horse on his toes. There's just so much to this game. That's why we love it, folks, and encourage you to go to nationalturf.com. Andy Harrington, just a great job day in, day out, and I would encourage everybody who's serious about playing the races to head over there and take a look at your stuff. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Andy Harrington from National Turf. Take a quick time out, and we'll be coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Speaking of Kyle Frey, Giovanni Franco, Jack Carava works for both of them. He's going to be joining us right after Bruce Finkelstein and, of course, Toby Calla, John Hardoon near the top of the hour. Angels baseball straight ahead. Angels on deck with Trent Rush at 10 a.m. They're going to try and win a series today at Cleveland. They'll tee it up at 10:35. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us. Woo!
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Don't punish me with brutality. Sister. Talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister, oh, what's going on.
And welcome back. Here's what's going on. Hour 2, Thurman, Los Angeles. Folks, I hope this isn't going on. That's plumbing trouble. But it happens at any time and sometimes at the least opportune time, folks. Commercial or residential, listen, if you have plumbing needs, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned, Mike Glenn, Larry, and John Batala. Family-owned for more than four decades, serving the San Gabriel Valley. Go to their website. This is all you need to know about Western Rooter. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. And if you mention Thoroughbred Los Angeles, they're going to knock 10% off your total invoice. WesternRooter.com is the website, and they've been serving the San Gabriel Valley, as we said, for more than 40 years. You want to give them a call, 626-448-6455. Western Rooter, the best in the West. One of the best in the West joins us right now, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas, Nevada, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. Hope you had a great Derby week.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating yesterday because I was playing on one of these newfangled apps, which I've had for a while, and the thing went down for half the day.
Oh, no.
Churchill Downs. So I had a whole thing at home with, you know, my daughter and son-in-law, my son. We were all looking forward to playing, and you know, the darn thing went down, which is shocking. You were talking about Twin Spires, how this happens, I don't know that much about technical stuff, but, boy, it's almost like they're unprepared for a lot of volume that day. So it was frustrating. That's my deal. It was frustrating, but it was, I'll tell you what, one of the most exciting finishes we have ever seen
in
the Kentucky Derby.
But
right?
just to be clear, I was unaware that Twin Spires had an issue. According to Ray Pollock, it was ExpressBet, but I don't know what you experienced.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was ExpressBet. Mine was a local. I won't name them, but it's a local casino group that had the issue here. So, yeah, it was a little frustrating.
A lot frustrating on a day like that, yeah. But a great finish, thrilling, thrilling finish. Great performances all week, and we stayed safe.
So let me go back on it. I've watched this race more times than I want to admit. And after watching and putting it all together, I think the Japanese horse was the best horse in the race. I really do.
I think
he had, of the three finishers, he had the most difficult trip. He got squeezed at the start. There's a big story about this horse, Mike, how he hates the dirt being kicked down his face. He has a special mask. And you could see him after he gets squeezed maybe a half furlong into the race. He's throwing his head up. Even going into the first turn, he's kind of shying. He gets a rail position early down the backstretch. He wheels to the outside. He is quicker. He's outquicking Sierra Leone. Then they get together, and I don't know what Jerry Bailey's watching. The Japanese horse maybe came out just slightly. I would say at best it's an 80-20 split. Sierra Leone did all the damage in that race. Let's face it, about at least 80%. He came in several lanes, as Ray Pollock mentioned, and bumped him and made contact. It's crazy there wasn't an inquiry. There could have been a disqualification if they would have looked at this. And there's what's even more odd. I've watched this a bunch of times. I don't know if this is past the wire, but Tyler Gaffleone, Mike, you check this head on out. It looks like he's almost grabbing the reins or at least attempting to.
John Hardoon just sent me a still photo of that very thing. And my comment back to John was just now during the break that I think maybe Gaffleone had his hands full. I mean, he's trying to ride to keep this horse going forward, and the horse is lugging in so bad. I think he had his left arm out to maintain balance because he's got his right hand on the rein so hard, trying to keep that horse from laying on Forever Young. I'm going to give Tyler the benefit of the doubt. Now, that doesn't mean that there couldn't have been a disqualification. I'm not much into hypotheticals, but I'm going to throw one out. If Sierra Leone had got up to win by a nose, would there have been a greater likelihood that there would have been an inquiry for the trouble experienced by the Japanese horse?
Well, they don't call inquiries very often and we know that there needs to be. That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that. There should be an inquiry. A lot of people are playing exotics, and there should have been an inquiry for that. But, no, it's a great question. The other thing about when he reaches over, it's very difficult to tell when he reaches over, is it just past the wire yet or not? The stewards need to call in Gaffleone, though, on this one. He might get days for this anyway. He didn't do a great job. I know he's a difficult, big-bodied horse.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you the truth, Mike, it wasn't the greatest ride. And I'm a big fan of Gaffleone and Sierra Leone. But after watching this race and with all the problems, the third best horse, I think, won the race because Hernandez gave the horse a flawless ride. And, by the way, let's stop talking about the inside at Churchill Downs in a big field, because we've seen it on several occasions. Horse can win from the inside. He made the difference. That ride was the difference maker. And maybe a little bit of moisture in the track was the difference maker for Mystic Dam.
I think it helped. Now, you and Kurt Hoover in the same camp with post positions. I thought it was a terrible post going in for Sierra Leone, but he's a dedicated deep closer. I thought Gaffleon worked out the best possible trip he could. He had to wait a little bit. He had to sacrifice the ground, swing out, and then this horse is a beast, and to keep him from laying in, that had to be one tough assignment.
Yeah, and he rode a great race up until the top of the lane. He just couldn't really keep the horse straight. You're right. But let's face it, he had the two box Sierra Leone, and he ended up where he wanted to be in about the four and five.
Yeah.
He didn't steady. He rode a perfect race to the top of the lane. So I don't know that with closers, you can't always go and look at the post position and know where they're going to end up, because these riders, they don't stay in the same lane. They angle out. They
Is that right?
Land, right?
Hey, right. Bruce, the clock's ticking here. Let's go to Golden Gate and get your thoughts on today's racing.
Let's go for an improved horse, Mike, in race number six. This is a starter allowance race. And kind of an interesting horse here is the six, Adios Nicanor. He came off an 18-month layoff. He was beaten for maiden eight that day. Then two races later, he beat straight maidens, and he did it the hard way. He had to run down the favorite, who was on the lead, on the loose, on the lead with a big stretch run. Super impressive. This horse is just getting better with each start. Takes a baby step up in class from a straight maiden to a starter allowance. So let's go race six with the six, Adios Nicanor at 5-1.
Post time for race six up there at 4:55 today. They get underway for an eight-race program at Golden Gate at 2:15 Pacific. Come south to Santa Anita, Bruce.
Go to a neat race today. The ninth race is a large field. By the way, Santa Anita getting good field size the last few days.
No doubt.
Let's take a look at the ninth, an allowance race. I'll tell you a horse that was, I thought, ran a fairly noteworthy race on the comeback, the five Excelia for Phil D'Amato. She had run okay down the hill, which this is a downhill race, back last January against the Wild Grazer. She came off a 14-month layoff. Mike, I love when comebackers show speed off the bench, because what happens is they have to run deeper and harder than maybe a horse that lags back and makes one run off the bench. This horse pulled Luis Contreras very hard. This horse really wanted to go. She duked it out on the front end. She ran really well to the eighth pole, then didn't have much left the last eighth of a mile, but she still ran third. Big upgrade to Hector Berrios. There's other speed in the race. I think she could sit a stalking trip today. Love the comeback race with the speed off the bench, and she'll be a nice price. So race nine, let's go with the five-horse Excelia, listed at 10-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and tell us about betonbruce.com. What's up there?
Full card analysis, Santa Anita. Some late races today, late pick five from Gulfstream. We have late races from Golden Gate. Audio is included in the full card, and also best bets at Santa Anita.
Bruce, always a pleasure. Enjoy your thoughts, your takes. Really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Mike.
All right, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas. Now let's get up to Santa Anita's advertised. Going to check in with a hot agent. Jack Carava handles the business of Kyle Frey. A big win yesterday in the Grade 2 Charles Whittingham aboard Gold Phoenix. Kyle Frey currently on top of the standings through 8 days at the Hollywood at Santa Anita meet with 9 wins. Hector Berrios in second. He had a triple yesterday. Jack also represents Giovanni Franco with 5 wins right now. Hey, Jack, good morning. Congratulations on a big stakes win yesterday.
Well, good morning, Mike, and thank you very much. It was a nice day, and everything worked out great. Close finish, but everything worked out really nice.
Jack, got to believe the phone is ringing quite a bit these days.
You know, it's been he definitely has picked up a bit. You know, some of the guys moving around the country and going back to some of their home bases, and then guys traveling during Derby week and stuff like that. It's made the opportunities a little bit better for us. And Kyle's been working. Both Kyle and Giovanni both been working real hard and putting their best foot forward, and it's starting to reap some of the benefits now.
You beat me to the punch, Jack. At this stage in our game, we only run 3 days a week, but how important is it for these kind of jocks? You know, they're not top tier, not yet, but for these kind of riders to be out basically hustling mounts in the mornings and working a number of horses that they know they're not going to ride right away, but the idea is to ingratiate yourself with bigger barns and everything. How important is it for these guys to be seen in the mornings?
Yeah, I think it's very, very important, Mike. And I mean, I think where it's paid off for us is, you know, you'll go through the week and you'll work your normal horses that you ride and you've been riding. But then once in a while, maybe on the weekends, you'll work some horses for some of the bigger barns. And they're not horses that you'll be riding or, you know, immediately. But at the same time, I always try to tell the trainers, hey, just go ahead and put these boys on. They'll do a good job. They'll work the horses the right way. And, you know, who knows? And so then, when, you know, maybe a month or two down the road, one of these riders has to go out of town for the Preakness, the Belmont. And they'll look down and go, you know what, at least Giovanni or at least Kyle worked this horse. You know, at least they know him a little bit, and they'll put you on, and that's where some of these opportunities arise.
So well stated. Jack, you're busy today with Bull Chocks. You got Kyle on 6, Giovanni Franco on 5. I want to just ask you about one race, and that's the Grade 3 Senorita. We used to run this at a mile on the turf. It's now 6.5 off the hill. We got, I think, 4 horses coming out of a common race that was taken by the French-bred Lone last time out, the Ungraded Angel Flight, down the hill on April 7th. Kyle is going to be riding Girl of My Dreams, first time for Doug O'Neill today. She was third. She opened up early on, was third, beat a length, and here she is 12-1 on the morning line. You're live here, Jack.
Yeah, I'm certainly hoping so, Mike. And this is a filly that probably, of anything I ride today, probably I know the least about. I don't believe that we've ever been on her in the morning or afternoon. But, you know, Kyle is he's a student of the game. He'll get in, watch some replays, try to develop a plan with Doug, and hopefully she, you know, responds to his style of riding. And, you know, the one hole can always be a little tough coming down the hill, but at the same time, it's not a huge field. So if he can negotiate himself a good trip and she's ready to go today, it could be a nice result.
Jack, quite a bit has been reported upon, documented about Kyle's, you know, he's had his issues, personal issues, and so on. America's Eclipse Award champion jockey in 2011. I remember his first agent, Mark North. I know you knew him as well.
Sure.
You've got him. He stepped away from the game for a while during Del Mar last year, and Kylo's been very upfront about the fact he's getting his strength through religion from the man above, and I say fantastic. It's sure. Working for him. It's keeping him grounded. He's got a young family. He's 32 years of age, and he's seizing the moment, Jack.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely, Mike. And one thing about Kyle, you know, no matter what, through all his trials and tribulation type of thing, he's always been an upfront and honest kid. And he's
exactly.
Honest, he got honest enough with himself, I think, to really help himself. And you know, some of the issues with taking some time off last summer actually were, you know, nothing substance related.
No.
It was just more of a reboot, and just emotionally get. You know, this is a tough business. Everybody knows that, and it's a tough business, and it's tough on riders. But he's just in a really good place, and he's got the confidence now, the confidence in himself. And I think a lot of that is, you know, he's got the confidence in himself, and that really, you know, kind of outwardly shows with the horses as well. And people trust him, and you know, I mean, I work these kids pretty hard in the mornings, and he's, you know, he's always up and at them, ready to go. And you know, I've had his book now for 3 years, and he's a hard-working kid, and he's always there when the bell rings. So he's fallen into a really good pattern now with working in the morning and balancing his, you know, basically balancing all aspects of his life. And I think it's working quite well for now, and hopefully it'll continue in the future.
And Jack, you're a big part of that as well. A quick note on Giovanni Franco. He's on a long shot, a filly by Clubhouse Ride. Stands at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, 21 wins at the Santa Anita Classic Meet. A filly for Paula Gary named Shamrockin'. Toward the outside, first time hill. Hey, you know, she's a long shot at 12, but she's in good form, Jack.
Yeah, the thing about that filly, Shamrockin', Mike, is I think where she is more of an overachiever. She's just one of those fillies that we get on her in the mornings, and I'll tell you what, you get on her in the mornings, you wouldn't think she could win for even cheap. She, mm-hmm. You know, she's obviously probably not a dirt horse, so she doesn't breeze all that great on the dirt. But you watch her races in the afternoon, and she's kind of not much to her, and she puts her head down and just tries and comes with that run. And I think the Hillside, I mean, as far as the configuration of the race, and if the race shape goes right for her, she could be a filly that could be heard from late in the race. You know, she really, really just puts her head down and tries every single time. Now, Paul was aiming at an allowance race with her that didn't go for this day and kind of opted to switch her over into this race. So I'm still not 100% sure she's running for sure today, but he was going to give us some thought and look the race over. But if he does decide to run her, she just runs hard and tries every time, and I don't think she knows who she's in with. She just makes that run.
Quite a bit of speed on paper. Who knows? If it falls apart, she could be heard from. Jack Carava, keep it going, man. Kyle Fran and Giovanni Franco, great job. And thanks for your time, Jack. Good luck today.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, we'll step aside one final time this morning. Then we're heading to South Florida to check in with Toby Callett. And then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for live racing that features the $100,000 Senorita Stakes. This is a Grade 3 event that will be contested down the Hillside Turf Course. Next Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runners restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of racing, accompanied by delicious food as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will be jumping as well with our Family Fun Zone, featuring pony rides, carnival rides, inflatable bounce houses, and so much more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online. Just go and visit santaanita.com/events for all the details. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a special place for mom, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. Led by fastest qualifier, Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zoomin' On Home. Plus trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
from Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thurbert LA. My thanks to Jake Rich inside here, just doing a tremendous job with all these moving parts. Don't forget Angels on Deck, straight ahead, top of the hour with Trent Rush. Let's get South Florida. Check in with Toby Khaled on behalf of TobyKhaled.com. Toby, good morning.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Great. Great week of racing at Churchill. We had great racing yesterday at Santa Anita. And, boy, what a difference a year makes. That's about all I can say.
Well, you know, you're on a big high today and, you know, lately talking about the chosen run. How about somebody making a video of him and his morning activities and erase some of the myths of, that the naysayers have? Who's a better poster boy, especially for California racing, than him, aside from his disposition, his obvious ability? Maybe a chance to shut a few mouths, and if nothing else, make those of us that love the game enjoy it even more, because he's such a cool horse, and why not embrace him? Especially California needs all the help they can get. Why not coming from a four-legged creature instead of the two-legged brainless folks?
As John Hardoon would say, 100%. Now,
thank you.
Can we make some money at Gulfstream, a 9-race card today, Toby?
I'm going to take you to race 2 because, you know, instant gratification is what life is all about these days. That'll be coming up in a little while. In here, I like the 8, Bastion C, along with the 1, Montalig, the 5, Amazing Jeff, and the 6, Joe from Kiev. That's 8156 to get all the 6 in today's second at Gulfstream Park.
Which goes at 142 Eastern. Tell us about TobyKhaled.com.
All Gulfstream all the time. Those just get the Gulfstream sheet in 2 weeks. You'll get the Preakness analysis, the Preakness only the race itself.
Got it. Toby, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Mike. So long.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from the South Point in Las Vegas. John, 10 of them at Santa Anita. We get underway at 1 o'clock. The ball's on the tee.
Yeah, Mike, I was impressed to find out that you remember that. In 1987, you were at D1 Lucas's barn at 2:45 a.m., I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Well,
good job.
D-Wayne is D-Wayne, and you just couldn't get him anytime else. He was busy talking with big people, and I mean big, on the pony and everything else. So that was my only shot to get him one-on-one, and I'm 0-for-1.
Well, maybe you'll get another shot someday. Who knows? Anyway, Mike, one last thing on the race yesterday. If that was a Thursday afternoon at Churchill in the 5th race, Sierra Leone would have been disqualified. That's it. Case closed. Not talking about it anymore. Anyway, for radio today, let's look at the stake race down the hill, which is the 7th race, the Senorita.
Yes, sir.
And I like the number 8 horse in here, Antisona. This is a 3-year-old filly for the John Sadler barn. 2 races down the hill out of her last 3 races, and she's actually run very well in both of them. She was beaten last time out by the favorite in here, but she's going to turn the tables. Hector Barrios aboard to ride 5-1 in the morning line. I like number 8, Antifona. to win today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
JONHARDOON.com. Tell us about it, John.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct closing day at Oaklawn and Santa Anita Selections.
And by the way, what a great job Matt Dinnerman has done from the announcer's booth there at Oaklawn. You know, a door closed at Golden Gate with the announcement of them going out of business. He was able to hook on back there. So happy for him. Brings a lot of energy to the job. John, when do you travel back to upstate New York?
Tomorrow morning I leave Vegas, and tomorrow night I'll be sleeping in my bed in Sarasota.
John, thank you so much, man. And I hear everything was absolutely off the chart at the South Point with you guys in there with your seminar and everything else.
Yeah, they broke all kinds of records. It was really nice, Mike, and the people here are great. And you have no idea how many listeners, well, I'm sure you do, but we have so many listeners that came up to me and were complimenting the show and everything else. So good job, Mike.
Thank you so much, John. Folks, Angels on deck. Next up, Angels Guardians from Cleveland at 10:35. For Jake Rich, I'm Mike Willman. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Stay up to date on everything Angels with a new issue of Angel Magazine every month. Read exclusive.